Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Today, we've got several people in here, and maybe we can fucking, do good, because I'm hungover as balls right now. But this should be a fun show. Got my Miss Kylie Strickland in here.
Hey, y'all, hey.
Move that mic closer to your fucking face.
Why?
Because you're like...
You can still hear it.
Yeah, but... Never mind. This is going to annoy me. It's fine. Just fuck Josh.
Agreed.
Darian, say your whole, or whatever, your first, last name, whatever.
Darian Rowe.
Her social media, tell her.
I'm fixing to. Just calm down, pumpkin. Calm the fuck down. This ain't your show. I got this shit. I'm a professional. And Mr. David McMahon.
What's up?
David, if y'all listened to the podcast when it first started, David was one of the first guest we had, and he did so good that I decided that he's going to become a friend of mine. He's a very talented musician, and we got a surprise from him today that y'all are going to get to hear. But before we get started, as always, Kylie, drop your social media.
Official.Kylie.Strick on Instagram and Kylie Strickland 3 on TikTok and OnlyFans.
All right. Go ahead, Ro.
And my TikTok's Ro, R.O.W.E.
That's fucking, yeah, super fucking easy there. God, you guys. And David, go ahead and drop yours, sir.
My Instagram is McMahon Music, McMahon Music. I don't even know my TikTok handle because I don't even use it. I have like two videos, maybe three, four.
I used to start posting more on there.
I definitely should. Now, I'm just not that technologically inclined, I guess.
See, that's where I'm supposed to be helping musicians. Yeah. Is but you got two in here that's got over a million plus followers together. So when they share your shit today, sure. There you go.
There's hope for guys like me. Mm-hmm.
There you go. There is hope. And you're a musician.
Yeah.
I mean, so you know, there's always hope for you.
I just
you
play the music,
musician.
Maybe all the rest will just kind of
fall
into place.
When you go live on there, like when other artists go live on there, they do like these live concerts and take song requests, and people pay them for it.
Yeah, see, I hadn't even seen any of that.
Oh yeah, we did that here.
We go hook him up.
No, we did that. Me and Tyler Branch and some more folks did that here the other night when he was here. He made a little bit of money.
Okay.
So today we got something special for y'all. We have yet because of the new equipment and everything. And all the music artists that we've had in here, I'm hungover. We have not had anybody perform a live song on the podcast. So David had a song that was released today, and I'm excited for y'all to hear it. It's not your first single, but it's
my second single.
Second single.
Yep.
This is a couple months ago when he first came in here. He played this for me. And I remember we were sitting over there at the whiskey table, and it was fucking badass. I knew as soon as there got some production and shit done with it, it was going to be a fucking banger, and it is. And I'm excited for everybody to hear it. Kylie has not heard it yet.
I have not.
Me and Ro rode dirt roads last night, and we listened to it a couple times.
She said it's going to get me in my feelings.
Oh, it's badass.
It's a badass song.
There's like a couple lines in it that is for people who work with social media. There's like especially one. It's I'm going to wait till you get done with it. I'm not going to say it because...
It's got a good hook.
Okay. All right. Okay. You ready? All right, yeah, go ahead, David.
This is my first one I've produced in Nashville. Co Wessel's guitar player, Shiloh Powers, actually hooked me up, told me to drop a DM to Jake Partial if I wanted to get something produced with a badass guitar player.
Shout out to Jake and Jacob Bryant and the boys.
Man, he blew it away. This is some of the best production I've ever heard, and I'm definitely excited to keep working with these guys in the future. But this one's called Time. Like I said, it's my first one I've produced with them, so here it is. Too hard to understand. You wanted me to be a different man. Blinded by love and trapped by faith. Surrounded by things that I need to hate. Searching for smiles in a different tune. Thank God I can write songs about you. And I just want my name up in lights. But you want your last name to be mine. And ain't it beautiful how worlds collide? And you know I wanna love you, but I ain't got time. She's waiting on a text that ain't gonna show. It's too hot in Florida for all this snow. And those Polaroids ain't what they seem. It's Friday night and she's waiting up on me. But I'm too damn drunk to text her back at all. And eventually she'll drift off to sleep. And I just want my name up in lights. And you want your last name to be mine. And ain't it beautiful how worlds collide? And you know I wanna love you, but I ain't got time. No, I ain't got time. And I just want my name up in lights. And you want your last name to be mine. And ain't it beautiful how worlds collide? And you know I wanna love you, but I ain't got time. No, I ain't got time.
That'll make you fucking drink too much,
okay,
David.
Okay, Baker. Yeah. Okay,
Baker. Thank you. It was awesome.
The people want to know if you're single.
No, I'm married, actually. I'm married.
Okay, married, y'all. Sorry. Yeah.
I got an 8-month-old baby girl at home.
What's her name?
Addie Marill McMahon.
Sorry to shut down y'all's dreams.
Well.
But everybody loved it.
No, it's thank bad. I told you the first time I heard it. I knew the first time you played that in here. I was like, that's a fucking banger.
All right, spell the name one more time.
MCMAHON.
Okay, time. All platforms. It's a banger. I know y'all like it. I like it.
I know. It's a badass song.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Yes.
Down to it.
So I played it for her. It was like, we was on the way back from fucking Atlanta. We was on the interstate last night. And like you just tell. Like, there's a lot of shit that I played for her last night that are common to me and you. And yours was one of the best ones she heard. Like, and I played her a lot.
Man. I loved it.
It is a badass song.
It means a lot. Yeah.
That whole country grunge thing that you're going to end up opening for Co.
God, I hope so.
Stop playing it.
He is. I'm telling you.
You were talking about, you don't think I'll pay for him.
If you don't pull that fucking microphone close to your face, treat it like a dick. Don't get it. That's just, you can move this top part. Move this top part to you.
I'm usually sitting over there. So
I know, but you're like 2 miles away from your mic. Thank you.
I really will pay for him to come here in a heartbeat, baby.
I'm telling you, you can pay. You pay. I'm not. I mean, we'll have to.
Let's talk about it because I will straight up write the check today.
That's fine. I'll give you the information. Trust me. I'll give you the booking information today. To now, it's with Red 11.
I'm about to make a TikTok with me.
Yeah, it's with Red 11.
Yeah,
I'll pay you for that too, baby. Just whatever you want. Right.
See, there we go. This is why we're business partners. I'm not paying fucking, which I want to. I'm just not. I'm cheap.
I'm not. When it comes to Co, baby, I'll pay whatever.
I'm sure you fucking will.
We can drown that account. We can go in the negatives if we need to.
Do you realize you're not getting no dick from him, though?
I realize. But he had a girlfriend. But in his video, he was burning a picture of them.
Bitch, it's a video. How many TikToks you made that were fucking lies?
A lot.
Yeah, it's called entertainment.
Still, he hasn't posted her in a long time on his Instagram, and she hasn't posted either.
Well, they probably are happy in keeping their shit off social media.
Stalking.
That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to fucking put your, when you're real happy on social media.
Believe me.
Then everybody tries to fuck it up.
Believe me, I know.
There you go. Everybody tries to fuck that shit up. Well, everybody's heard y'all two before, but Roe, when I first got on TikTok, somebody sent me a video of her, and like one of the first duets or whatever fuck I did on TikTok was like of her. And I was like, this bitch is badass. I can't even remember what song it was. I think it was Tracy Lawrence. It seems like I can't fucking remember. But
what kind of content do you post?
All kinds of shit.
She gets fucked up a lot and gives zero shits. And she's just like, good time.
I need to follow you.
You should.
Do you go live on there?
On what?
On there.
On TikTok.
You go live a lot? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I'll follow you too.
Okay.
Yeah. She just sounds weird. That's the only thing.
What do you mean?
You don't hear her voice.
I mean, she don't sound like us. Because
I'm a Yankee. I got a Yankee accent down here.
She didn't know what a huddle house was.
They want to see you.
That blew me away a while ago when we went to Huddle House. She had no fucking idea.
Do you know
idea.
What a Waffle House is, though, baby?
Yeah, I've had Waffle House before, but we don't have them in Michigan either.
Drop your TikTok one more time.
I'm taking her to get fucking soul food later.
It's ro.r.o.w.
Ah, see, this is how you cross brand. Yeah. Is that fucking easy?
I'm helping her out. Do a TikTok with her. I'll see. Y'all give me some ideas of what kind of TikToks y'all want us to do together.
I was thinking OnlyFans.
We just want to take the pictures.
I got
some real nice cameras here.
She takes pictures. I need her to put some videos up there. I'm gonna help you, girl.
Yeah, I'm gonna help you.
I'm telling you, she's one of the ones that makes stupid fucking amount of money off of it.
I started November 1st, but I done figured it out.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I done figured out what to do. Do you send out messages? Like, do you do, like, sometimes I'll do a message where I send it to everybody who has their rebill on, and then they pay, like, so-and-so price for, like, a special thing, or do you just post things on your main feed?
Main feed, but, like, I charge $15, like, it's a private message for, like, a nude or something, full nude. And stuff.
Yeah. We're gonna talk.
Yeah,
David, doesn't it suck that we have penises?
I guess so. I'm oblivious to all this stuff. I don't know what any of this shit is. Well,
you don't know what OnlyFans is?
I have no clue.
OnlyFans is a site where you can go to.
I got a general idea for memes and shit.
You subscribe monthly to see, you know.
I mean, so it's just a new a shape of social media porn, basically.
Yeah, pretty
okay,
much.
Let me ask you, Miss OnlyFans. When I used to be the bearded bastard and used to do like the nude contest and all this shit, ass and tit pics and all this thing, can I make an OnlyFans and post all the content that's on there, or is that illegal because it's of other people, even though it's already been sent to me for contest?
You can't do that.
You can't, yeah.
I didn't think you could. Trouble. See, that's what I thought. I was fixing to put some shit out there.
When we post something, it puts, like, our name at the bottom of the picture.
Yeah.
And you can figure out, like, if somebody screenshots it and does whatever with it, you can figure out where it came from and sue them.
Yeah.
Ah, that's fucked up.
Which is why, that's why I started, because I was giving all these nudes away, these fire-ass nudes to men. And I couldn't do anything about it if they wanted to sell it, because I have a big name on social media. But on OnlyFans, if you send my shit around, I'm going to sue you, baby. Period.
You're just so classy.
Yeah.
I mean, every time you come in here, it blows me away just a little bit more how classy you are.
You're the one. You are just as bad as me.
I'm not. I'm a gentleman.
You're a damn lie. You're lying through your teeth.
I'm a gentleman.
Lying.
I never would do anything I'm not supposed to.
Well, every time that we come in here, we're supposed to talk about serious stuff. And then next thing you know.
I don't want to hear that shit. You're always the one. Somehow it comes back to you talking about some nasty shit.
Lies. You're telling a whole lot. I'm going to go back and listen to every single episode.
Go ahead, bitch, because you're the one who does it. You're the one who always just gets vulgar.
You bring it up.
I'm telling you.
No, you do.
You get fucking nasty. You go above and beyond.
That's a lie.
It is not.
I mean, I do get nasty. I'm not going to lie.
But you're the one who started it.
I don't start it.
But I'm not even doing this. I got too many electronics in here for fucking lightning to strike this place. So you need to just shut the fuck up. I'm not trying to rebuy $30,000 worth of equipment. Fuck that shit. But, Ro, since you haven't been here before, kind of tell us a little bit about you, a little bit of backstory on Ro, and, you know, where you're from. How old you are, all that good shit. This is,
yeah.
you're the one we're supposed to be interviewing today, you and David.
Oh, geez. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I have an 8-year-old son. I've been working at the veterans home for 7 years. I take care of veterans.
Oh, wow.
That's cool. Awesome. Yes. There's no way you're 26 years old and that's all the story you have to tell.
I don't know what to say about myself.
Have you had a rough past? What about
No, I had a great childhood. I'm really close to my parents. In the summer, I go up to Silver Lake, the sand dunes, and I ride my Razor.
Oh, fun.
So I got a Razor, yep. So.
Oh.
Well, you're born as fuck.
I'm coming up there.
She's happy. I don't like having people that had good lives in here. Like, I was expecting, like, some fucking trauma.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, the only thing
what
that...
What about your baby daddy? Have
oh, heard? He in prison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, there we go. Kylie for the win.
That's what we tried to hear. So, what's he in prison for?
He was a heroin addict, selling heroin and stuff.
Oh, okay. So, how long is he in there?
He's been in there for 2 years. I'll probably be out next month.
Oh,
I ain't with him though. But
okay, do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you want one?
Maybe.
Y'all, we gonna set her up.
She's in Georgia.
We gonna set her up.
Once you hook up with a Georgia guy, though, I'm taking me out of this equation. But once you do, I'm telling you, it's over with.
These country boys, girl, they'll steal you a little hard.
Mm. Yeah, and they don't do heroin.
Good. Wait, how long were you and him together?
8 years.
How? Oh shit, girl. How long has he been in there?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. Are you? Do you talk to him like in there?
I've been without him for 5 years. We split up when I was like 21.
Okay.
Any more questions there, Miss Fucking Nosy?
A little bit. You want to hear about her story? I'm asking her questions.
No, I'm letting you run with this because I'm not. I don't like talking about the baby daddy shit. Because I'm a fucking baby daddy.
But when she said that he was in prison, I was like, okay, money.
Spill the tea.
Okay, so what?
Get close to that fucking microphone.
Hey, does he call your child?
Do you hear the difference?
Yes, he does. He does still have a relationship with our son.
Okay. That's good.
Does your son know where he's at? Does he understand what's going on?
He knows he's in jail and stuff. Just say jail. We don't say prison to him because...
Yeah.
But he hasn't went and visited him. He voice calls and stuff and talks to him, but yeah. My son's pretty excited for him to get out.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Do you think he's going to be okay when he gets out, or do you think he's going to go back to his old ways?
I have no idea. It's a hard one.
Yeah.
No, you're doing a great job. I'm the one that's supposed to be teaching you how to do this so you can have your own podcast and you don't need me anymore.
No, I still need you. I still get anxiety thinking about doing this by myself.
This is fun, though.
Yeah, I do. It is, but I'm very nosy, so it ain't going to be nothing but me sitting here drilling these people for questions, and sometimes I get too personal.
Well, you're usually the one getting drilled, so it's nice to do the drilling sometime.
I know. I've been waiting a long time without getting drilled, and maybe now I'm getting
drilled. By the way, thanks to your boyfriend for you not being such a bitch when you come in here now. It was about time you got some dick. I'm telling you, you fucking got on my nerves a couple times.
He's in here, by the way. My boyfriend's in here listening to everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, I was needing some dick, man. See? I mean, he still only comes on the weekend, so, like, during the week, I feel like I'm, like, super bitch. But then, like, for the weekend... I'll get dick down the whole weekend, and then, like, Wednesday...
I told you she's classy as fuck.
What? Wednesday, I'll start getting in my bitchy mood again.
God damn.
I know. It's okay.
You figure as much as you rub them out on OnlyFans, you wouldn't be bitchy during the week.
But a lot of that is just faking.
Well, a lot of my sex life is, too, but you don't see
a lot of my videos is faking. It's just, I feel awkward as hell doing that.
You gotta be, and they'll be so demanding, girl. They want, like, everything. Like, you want...
Because she always tells a story about your feet and peanut butter? What's the weirdest thing somebody's asked you to do on there?
I ain't had no weird ones.
You haven't had any weird ones.
How many subscribers do you have?
Like 94.
Oh, baby, we...
You don't understand. This bitch is probably going to make you like a couple grand today.
Like, you probably teach me your ways.
Y'all, yeah. She's hot. We're going to get her.
Oh, fuck. Look at her Instagram. Look at her fucking Instagram.
You post racy stuff on the Instagram?
What?
You post racy stuff? Like, what all you got on your Instagram?
She's I mean, smoke just, show.
Okay.
I wear wigs.
Yeah, I mean, not bad, but I could tell.
Like, right. No, see, I didn't. I mean, I had an idea that you wore wigs, but I don't remember what your hair looked like yesterday.
Like, my real hair is like this long. I just like changing it up.
I agree. I'm with it.
I think it's cool as fuck.
I bought this like beanie off of Amazon because I saw a TikTok with it. It had like this long blonde ass fucking hair in it. And so I bought it, and then I got it, and I was like, oh, say less, baby. I'm about to dye my hair. Period. I wish I had the balls to do, like, colors, though. Like,
me,
like,
too. That's why I just get the wigs.
Yeah, you got it, though.
So what's your natural hair color, then?
Yeah.
It's like a dirty dishwater blonde.
Yeah, like mine was.
Trailer park blonde.
Yeah, probably like mine was.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
This the only,
you're a ginger.
Bitch, this is the only thing on my body that's red. I swear. This is the only thing. I look like a fucking calico cat. I got so many different hair colors.
That's true.
I mean,
let's talk about that.
Can you hand me a beer, please?
I sure will.
Oh, that girl's gonna get a beer.
Thank you.
I don't know how she doesn't feel bad. I feel like shit. We both got the spins. All right.
I did get the spins last night laying down.
I walked in
there. When I get the spins, I got to go ahead and shove my finger down my throat. I can't handle the spins.
I won't shut my eyes. That's why I had to watch a movie last night.
I walked in there, like, because she slept in my room. I slept in the other room. And I walk in there, and I'm eating fucking Skittios. And I'm like, you want some Skittios? Yeah. Just eating cold fucking Skittios out the can because I'm trash.
Like, I ain't got much, but I got Spaghettios.
Well, we got the only huddle house in the whole fucking country that closes early.
Nothing. I thought I lived in a small town.
Come down to Camilla. There ain't shit.
This is
Camilla.
A small town. Where?
Camilla.
Where's that at?
You know where Albany is?
Yeah, okay.
It's so like 30 miles south of Albany.
You're on that side of the state.
Me, yeah.
You're on that
side. Thomaston. Albany is like right by Americus.
Yeah,
probably
about 45 minutes from
Americus. About
Americus.
An hour from Americus.
Okay, I got you.
Hey, I'm going to teach you something about podcasts real fucking quick.
What about Because
I'm going to fucking throw something at you. All right. Do you hear how I sound?
Yeah, really loud in my ears.
Okay, that's what the listener hears.
So every time I need to just move with it.
You can literally grab this whole fucking thing.
Together.
I know,
so
that's why
I'm... different for me.
Oh.
So when I turn to him, I just want to look at him while I'm talking to him. But it's all right.
No, that's fine. That's why you put it in your face. I mean this with all due respect. Grab it by the shaft. And put the head as close to your fucking mouth as you can.
I like the head down my throat.
See, she always fucking does this. She always this. She just goes over the top every fucking time. It's just like, hey, somehow we're gonna talk about throat fucking. I don't know how. I don't know when it's gonna come into the conversation, but first chance I get, throat fucking.
Hey.
Nasty fucking bitch. Well, since Rose's story was just an excellent story.
Yeah, okay.
Little baby daddy problems, that was it. Besides that, you just get fucked
angel.
Up and talk shit. Yeah, I know.
Freaking angel.
I was not expecting that.
I was expecting her to have a fight.
I did too. I thought she's going to be like just...
us.
We're fucked up.
Yeah, we are fucked up.
Like, we are... We hit every branch on the fucked up tree on the way down.
We did, yeah.
And she swallowed some of it.
We've been through facts. We've been through some shit, Joshua and I.
Oh, my God. All right, so David, what's some good shit you got coming up besides for just the single coming out today? Things have been going good for you.
Yeah, I've been in the studio working on a lot. Probably since October or maybe September of last year.
Yeah.
Pretty much got a full EP recorded.
When are you putting it out?
I hadn't decided yet. I was going to kind of see how this one went and judge it off of that. Well, I want to get it out ASAP. I just want to have a bunch of stuff for everybody to listen
TikTok
to.
Is where people are really pushing their music and really...
Yeah, like that Kid G, that Dirt Road. I love that song.
Yeah, he's from like really close to me. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Him, Trey Lewis, Priscilla Block.
What he did for Trey Lewis is crazy.
You have really...
Well, he was at the concert that I threw with Trey Lewis. He was there with
the
me.
The one that we were at?
Yeah, he was there.
He was there.
He got in a fucking wreck that day.
I didn't even know you were there. Yeah, I got in a wreck on the way there.
Like, maybe I'm the girl in the
block
video.
Right there.
I know. She was stuck up like all this cowboy ass the whole time.
Right.
You.
Who was not.
You were chasing buckles left and right.
That's a damn lie. That is a damn lie. I was just over there talking to my people.
That's what the fuck you were doing.
I was just talking to my people. But no, you really need to get on TikTok.
Yeah, I gotta figure that out.
You really do, because that's where people are getting their music pushed out that much is on TikTok.
Yeah. Right.
That's how Trey's song.
I think with the distribution company that I go through, I think it automatically puts everything on TikTok.
See, how are you getting distributed through?
DistroKid.
Okay.
If you got a sound, if your song is a song of sound on TikTok already,
no, but you can make it before he fucking leaves.
I don't know how to do that.
Sound out of my sound.
That's what I'm saying. I think my distribution company already does that.
He might already have
on the list of all the platforms for music.
Yeah,
TikTok is one of them that I have selected for it to release on.
So it might already be a sound then.
Both of them should be my first single, and this one should be. I don't.
Well, we'll check. We'll check today.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Yeah.
If not, I know how to backdoor it.
Right.
To where we can.
You really need to start being active on there for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, look at what fucking happens. This is what happens. And when you do get ready to release the EP, what we'll do is hopefully Ro will want to come back to Georgia. Kylie will come. We'll get some more folks, and we'll do a release party here for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Why don't you play? Why don't you sign him up to play the Crazy Bowl?
I'm going to.
Okay, all right.
I only got one show right now booked in February, and that's Creed Fisher and Chris Taylor.
I know, and I'm going to be there.
It's going to be a good one. It's going to be fucking really good. I was actually going to talk to you about this when we get done. But Chris is going to do full band. I might end up having an acoustic act for about 30 minutes before. You want to do it?
Yep.
All right. Well, you're doing it. There you go. Fuck it. You see how easy that is?
I play anywhere, everywhere.
There you go.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Fuck yeah.
What's cool is
Creed is going to be here all day with me on Friday. So we're going to be, I'm probably going to do some, not narcotics. But I'm probably going to have a good fucking time with Creed Fisher, just sitting here shooting whiskey, having a good time. And I plan on being so fucking hungover the next day after that concert, because his music is nothing but Texas country, heartbreak, drugs, alcohol, my...
A little bit of Jesus in America in there, too.
Well, that's it.
That's what people like.
I was explaining to her last night what Raising Grace and everything stood for.
Yeah.
And... like I've told you about it, the EP that I want to put out over the summer as soon as we get the recording stuff in here. And every song on there is going to be something about raising hell, Jesus, something. Kind of like how all of us live.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to be part of one of them. I can't. Which you were supposed to write with all of with everybody the day you got in a wreck. But then we all got so fucked up that by the time the concert was over, I don't know, after that concert, I was shitty. But I had to get there I had to be there with Trey at 4 and was there until they picked me up from
the
hotel.
Yeah. 3 in the morning. I had
to get paid for the event.
I was sitting in the police station for about an hour. An empty police station.
Tell us about the wreck. I want to know.
Excuse me.
I left here going to Macon. I had to get my car so that way I had a way to get around at the Crazy Bull and all. And I got to the stop sign right over here and just didn't even see it. I just went straight through it. T-boned somebody.
Oh,
I had to wait for my producer and McCray to come pick me up and take me over there.
Thanks, Chuck.
Appreciate it, Chuck. He's a lifesaver. Always.
I tried to get him to come today, but he's got a gig tonight doing. He's playing with some cover band.
Yeah.
I talked to him yesterday because there's something I had to order for the studio yesterday, and I needed his help with it. I tried to get him to come hang out with us today.
Right.
He's all big into politics and everything like I am. Yeah. So we have some in-depth conversation. Speaking of shit like that, Miss Conspiracy Theory over there.
They really wanted to hear that today. They were
What's
the topic going to be today? What's the topic going to be today? I want to hear conspiracy theories. We'll talk
fucking little conspiracy theory. We ain't got nothing to talk about. We're just in here dicking off.
I know.
I have not felt good since you left last week. And then I finally got to feeling better, 2 days ago.
I tried it. They were they all came in my life and was like, Josh has COVID. And I was like, I tried to tell his ass, that because I thought I had COVID. I know I didn't have COVID. But I was like, Josh said, fuck COVID. I ain't worried about that. Still come in this week. And then they were like, Josh is sick. And he feels like shit.
I did feel like shit.
I felt like shit.
I don't think
you FaceTimed me when I felt like shit.
I don't think I had COVID, though. I think I just had a sinus infection.
Probably. I think that's what I had.
I think all mine was. Because I never felt like I never coughed or anything like that. If it's a respiratory disease, I fucking didn't. It hurt my head.
Yeah, I was congested.
Now I can't taste or smell shit.
They said you were eating hot sauce.
Oh, I ate some fucked up shit trying to get my taste buds back.
And all kinds of shit. I saw something on TikTok about an orange and boiling the peel or some shit.
For a minute, I was going to ask your boyfriend if I could borrow your pussy to try to get my taste buds back. They say to eat rank shit and it'll come.
Fuck you.
They say your senses will come back real quick.
My pussy tastes good. I know because I've tasted it.
God, I fucking hate you. Somehow it's funny when I say stuff like that. Well, with you, it just goes straight to
is
fucking.
Is it because I'm a woman, you fucking asshole?
Yes, I'm not a fucking feminist.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean, I'm not either. You know that, but if my pussy tastes good, it just tastes good.
If you don't deep throw that goddamn microphone, you can hear when you go away. Everybody
can still hear it.
Rose never done this before, and she's got it. Fucking hate you. I don't know how you have such a big following and be such a bitch at the same time.
That's why they love me, though.
It is.
That's why they love me.
Well, speaking of, fuck you. So what happened? What is your conspiracy theory shit on Wednesday? What happened to QAnons? What happened to Donald Trump still going to be president and everything? You believe in the QAnon shit?
I know, but I don't.
It didn't happen, so now it's like, I don't fucking believe in it. It didn't happen. It was we all got lied to. We all were stupid enough to believe it.
Agreed.
I was stupid enough to believe it. Joe Rogan, on his show the other day, they were talking about it. And he said Donald Trump was the first president to come along that found a lot of people that was undereducated or just gullible. And it made me mad when I first heard it because I was like, motherfucker, I support Donald Trump. This kind of pisses me off.
It's like a cult, though. Like, Donald Trump could walk out in the middle of Times Square and shoot that motherfucker up with an AR-15, and people are still going to have his back.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on who he's shooting.
Yeah.
I feel like that goes for both sides, too, though.
Yeah.
People will still have Biden's back or anybody else.
Well, that's like fucking everybody that voted for Biden. They're fixing to find out in the next 2 months.
How fucked up. When they're paying stupid. $6 for a fucking dozen eggs, like, well, they're going to.
How people are so fucking stupid, it blows my mind. Because they're going to raise the minimum wage to $15. But what they don't understand
is that everything's about
everything's
to go up.
Everything's going to go up.
So you're still it's still going to be about the same, baby.
Yeah. When you're paying fucking $6 for a gallon of gas because he shut down all the fucking pipelines, it's over with. I mean, he just butt-fucked America. And all the liberals out here are like, yeah, we fucked
so
Donald
excited.
Trump.
Yeah.
You went from getting a fucking hand job from Donald Trump to getting rammed in the ass by Biden.
That's what I don't understand. Like, okay, so like obviously I don't fuck with Donald Trump. Like, I don't like
him.
No,
I remember. You know how many people message me after like our conversation on the podcast and they're like, "Thank you for standing up for Donald Trump." And I was like, "She's a dumbass."
Like, I mean, I don't fuck with him just like I'm not saying that he hasn't done great things for the country, but just like him as a person, I don't fuck with him. But I'm not so fucking stupid that I'm gonna choose fucking Biden or fucking Hillary last time over him. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm choosing the lesser of two evils, and it's Donald for me. But I'm not stupid enough to know that like Joe, he's about to fuck our whole fucking economy up.
Everything.
Yeah. Like everything.
Yeah, like you're literally in a month's time from now. It's funny. The meme or whatever, the TikTok that's going around, and it's like everybody picking up their phone, and it's the noise from the hangover. And it's like a month later after Biden's president, yeah, we fucked up. Like, and that's what's gonna fucking happen. Like, it's over with. I feel bad.
It's about to get bad, I believe. Like, yeah. It's about to go shit.
You two having OnlyFans are going to be like some of the only people that prosper in the next month.
Have money? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because when they do this 4 to 6 week lockdown, it is going to, everybody's going to be home jacking off.
Oh, all these men going to be in there jacking off to my pictures.
I'm telling you, I'm this close to starting one, but only for like a month.
Helicopter.
And that's a very tiny helicopter.
I subscribe to men. On there.
Why?
Because I like to see dick, man. Like, what the fuck? But
classy.
But you can only see, like, there's only so much that men can do. Like, personally, like, I don't care to see pictures of your dick over and over and over. I want to see you come. And so, like, these men will be.
I told you, she's a dirty bitch. David's over here looking at me like, Holy shit. Can I leave now?
I mean, wait till your name gets music. Big. Wait till your name gets big. Go ahead and make you an OnlyFans, and I'm just saying, like,
that's what somebody was telling me the other day. It was like, look, the people that follow you on TikTok, the people that follow you on Snapchat, if you had like 10% and they all paid $20 a piece,
that's what I'm saying. You
make,
Joshua,
I'd make $20,000 in a month.
Yeah. I mean,
and then
TikTok is the only place that I promote.
I don't promote
Instagram. I don't promote Facebook or Snapchat. I don't do anything.
But I've seen me fuck, and I don't think anybody's gonna pay to renew.
You don't know. I mean, look, there's a video of me getting fucked on there, and let me just tell you, like, I didn't even get off from the guy with the video of us. And, like, I didn't get off the whole time. It was not a good time.
Just for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. But they fucking love that shit.
They do.
But I go live on there, and that's what they fucking like. Like, I make, like, a lot.
I know, bitch. We all know. That's why you're going to pay for Co to come here.
All my lives. Oh, baby, you don't even know. Like, just thinking about.
I'll give you a whole list that I got back here with Red 11 and the artists that you probably know on there.
I just want Co. I don't give a fuck about anybody else, baby. I just want Co. I just want to be able to smell him.
I fucking hate you. You know if he fucking was not good at music and you saw this motherfucker at a gas station,
oh,
you wouldn't
sure,
look twice.
He's nothing.
You like, wouldn't look twice.
I
he's
like
a hell
really
of a good time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See, that's what I'm time. Talking about. Like, I feel like me and him could really have a good fucking time together. I don't even mean sexual. I just mean, like, we would get fucked up and act like
let
fucking
me tell you about my
together.
Best friend.
Yes, and
no, I think I could have a good time with Kay.
I like
what you can remember,
guys, right?
Fuck.
See, he be smoking the weeds too. He be on the cocaine. He be singing about it. That's we could be best friends.
The cocaines is plural.
Cocaines, yeah.
The cocaines. Cocaine. He's on the cocaines.
He's on the cocaines. I just want to meet him. Like, okay, so I'm going to see him in February.
Right.
In Alabama. And
you're going
if
to
you,
the Soul Kitchen?
Yes. Right. And if you really don't think that I will not go to jail for, like, charging the stage, you don't know me very fucking well.
What's this guitar player? Because whenever I worked at the radio station, we got free tickets to
it's
go see him.
Shallow, Powers,
is
and
is
Otis.
It Otis? Yeah. Otis. Otis is the one that I'm friends with on social
media.
Yeah,
I talk to Otis every now and then.
Oh, baby, put
cool.
in a good he's word. A good find out if he really is single and if him and that girl broke up. She has
have
a
you seen,
I'm about
have you seen her?
I'm sure he's not.
Yeah, baby, I look better than her. I don't care what you say.
I mean, you're a good-looking woman now, but that's a bad bitch.
She got brown hair. She wears too much heavy eye
makeup.
Pretty
sure that's like a high school sweetheart.
I
don't care.
She sucked Co's dick before?
I don't care. Has she?
Have you?
Oh, baby, I can.
No, but have
you? I mean, I'll do whatever he wants. Like, he can rocket launch in my asshole and, like, tear that shit up.
So I was, and, I saw him in Tallahassee.
And I will say thank you,
before,
baby.
Before you go where you're going there, what the fuck is rocket launching
like,
my asshole?
No lube, no nothing, just pow. Like,
damn.
No, he's crying. That's what I'm saying.
You're a disgusting fucking human
That's
being.
That's the only person I will let rocket launch in there. And I don't even, it's just his fucking music because I don't do like chubby guys. Like, I like skinny ass motherfuckers. I like to be bigger than my man. And I don't like beards. And I don't like long hair. So, like, it's just his fucking
It's that
music.
Image that he's made for himself.
Like, yeah.
That presence
like
he has.
His personality. Like, we would fuck with each other.
If Kurt Cobain was a Texas redneck, it'd be Co Wetzel.
See, okay.
That's a good,
okay.
That
yeah.
is a good fucking
that
analogy.
That is a good
yeah.
analogy. I agree.
That's the way it is.
Fuck.
But when I saw him in Tallahassee, I ran to his bass player, Mason Morris. Shout out to Mason. I ran into him at the bar. And we got to talk whenever he invited me on the bus. We partied with Co all night. Co
Stop
and Colt Ford.
Playing, baby.
And at one point, I saw a girl walked up and was like, you know, why is your music so good and all this and that? He's like, because I got a small dick.
I was about that's to say.
That's all he said. This is why he's my guy.
He's hilarious. He probably has a small dick. I definitely get little dick energy.
It doesn't matter.
No, baby, it don't.
It don't matter.
Baby, I don't care what size that penis is. It can be like this. Like, I do not care.
But it's that, I don't
You'll
give a fuck
that
attitude.
Tic-tac.
I will suck
attitude.
That tic-tac all night long. I don't care. I fuck with him so heavily.
Oh, you couldn't tell by the rocket launching my asshole statement. You would have never figured that you fuck with him that hard.
I love him. Like, I was obsessed with Tyler Childers.
Oh, that's the... But Tyler Childers is way better than Co.
The fuck you
and I,
say?
And I'll tell you who's even better than both of them. Sturgill fucking Simpson.
I agree with that.
Sturgill Simpson is the best fucking concert I've ever been to in my life.
But Co's lyrics just be getting to me, baby. I can't.
So I was getting into Co. I mean, I was really starting to get into him. And then when I got to meet him or whatever, yeah. Like, that was big for me. Like, I just blew it up for me. So now my wife's like, you know, if he's gay for one person, it's fucking Co Wetzel.
For real? So yeah. You're as big as me.
I fucking love Co. That's my favorite. Every song I write and everything about, like, I want to draw in his influence. Yeah.
My
into
one,
everything.
I would, I'm very fucking, my relationship with Joe Rogan gets very weird.
So, okay,
well,
I'm
just saying, I'm the same way. Like, Joe Rogan and me, I think if we fucking hung out, I've never done
don't
any of
it.
The drugs that he's fucking done. it would take no, he could, he, I could do them.
You'd be on mushrooms.
I would. I never fucking.
I knew it.
I would be like, fuck it, let's do mushrooms.
Okay. Could,
I don't know what it is. He could talk me into fucking anything. You want to snort a line of cocaine off the stripper's butthole? Why, yes, sir.
Would you snort a line of cocaine off his dick?
Probably.
Yep, I knew it. I knew it.
I ain't lying. It's the Podfather. I fucking love Joe Rogan.
I need to know, okay, if someone had never heard Co before, what song would you play for them?
If someone had never heard him before?
Oof.
It's hard, ain't it? It's hard because I'm sitting here thinking the answer to my own question and I don't know it.
Ragweed.
Yeah, but...
Ragweed or Broke Musician off the...
Well, he always says that his favorite one was Shadow People, and I do love Shadow People.
Shadow People is one
of
my favorites.
If it's a person who I know is going to listen to it lyrically,
Shadow
People.
That's what I'm all about is lyrics.
But if it's somebody who's just looking for the all-around sound, it'd be one off his new album. Like,
I say, I don't
mind Cold and Alone
or Cry from the Bathroom. Those are
my two favorite off the album.
I don't,
Drug Problem's my favorite off the
album. I don't really like the new album too much, though. There's like four or five on there to get.
I fucking hate you.
I like the one before this one with Sancho and Ragweed.
I fucking love
that shit. That's
great album.
That shit's every one of them's good on there.
Well, you know him and Austin Meade are about to drop a video and song together.
Oh, shit.
That's
I like when him and Parker do shit together.
Yeah, me too. I really love Love by him. Yeah.
I really love
Are you
love
familiar
love.
With Austin Meade?
I think so. I think you actually
Dude,
showed him to
ass.
Me.
He's kick ass.
I think. Is he like awesome. The fucking one? He's covered in tattoos, skinny fuck.
He's not covered in tattoos. He's got a couple. He's skinny. He's got the handlebar mustache.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a handlebar mustache.
Why, Kylie? Just go ahead. Why do you like a handlebar mustache?
It feels good. It's tickling your clitoris. Hold on. I need to piss.
All right. Let's pause it. And we're back from piss and smoke break number one. I'm going to let this fucking podcast run today because I ain't done another one this week. So as long as you want to talk or any of y'all want to talk, we're going to do it. And drink. Well, I'm going to drink. None of y'all can.
I'm not
drinking. Well, Ro can, but you can't and you can't. You got to drive and you're a dumbass. And you can't
you can't
drink again until what, April?
May, baby.
May. Why?
Girl, I was on probation.
Oh.
Yeah.
And some of her haters like to listen to shit. And then they're like, oh, I'm going to tell on her.
Yeah, they'll be snitching.
Yeah.
Snitches get snitches.
See, I had something like that. I was dating a guy off TikTok.
Who?
I can't remember his fucking name, but he's from Michigan.
Okay. That's usually how my one night stands go too.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I knew of him years ago, but cops ended up showing up at my parents' house, and they're like, "Is this dude here? Live here? He says he does or something." I'm thinking, how the fuck they find my parents' house and know I was dating this dude from TikTok?
Oh wow.
Yep. Found my last name. Looked me up on White Pages. Found out where I lived. And
what's
shit.
White Pages?
White. You can Google it to figure out where people live or...
No shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, for sure.
That sounds like the most racist website ever, though.
It's some stalker shit.
Yeah, and they're like, this guy's wanted. He tried faking his death. Like, he big time wanted and shit. If you're hiding him, you're in trouble. I'm like, damn, what did I get myself into?
There he go.
Yeah.
There he go.
Where the fuck was this story a while ago when we asked about it?
That's what I'm saying.
I dated a guy who faked his death and was hiding from the FBI.
Pretty
that would have been fucking interesting.
I lived a normal childhood.
I did have a normal childhood, but I mean, I can't think of fucked up shit on the top of my head.
I know. My whole life has been one fucked up shit. So it's anything I talk about is anything. What the fuck? Let's ask about you and can we ask about you and the boyfriend, how y'all met on TikTok?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
Because everybody keeps wanting to know that.
Oh, Yes.
Okay. So this is
because you're the hope for everybody who's trying to meet people on TikTok, fall in love,
TikTok
and that shit.
TikTok is the new Tinder. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, there are so many people meeting the love of their lives on TikTok.
That's not what Tinder is for, though.
Tinder is for that.
Nobody's on Tinder trying to meet the love of their life.
It is for that. People just made it for other reasons.
To plow.
To, yeah.
Big Pound fan. Town. Big fan.
Pound Town. But anyway, so like, he has like almost 30,000 followers now, but when he had like 1,500, I saw one of his videos.
They don't keep confusing him for Justin Timberlake.
Absolutely.
Every time I look at Michael, I think he's Justin Timberlake. I think he's JT.
Everybody does.
He looks fucking just like him.
Everybody does.
I mean, it fucking is.
Oh, yeah, he's almost at 30,000. So, but when he had like 1,500, I followed him, and then he followed me. But I liked one of his videos. I was a big account at the time, so I liked one of his videos.
Oh, no, not a big account. Oh, God damn.
Oh, don't be jelly, baby. You need some peanut butter, or you want crunchy, or you're creamy.
Oh, no, you got your own podcast, bitch?
Okay.
Oh, you been on radio? You had your own radio show?
You're trying to give me one, but I'm too nervous.
Okay, well, then shut up. No, you go back to your little tiki top.
Okay, so anyway, so I liked one of his videos, and he came in my live and was like, thank you for liking one of my videos. And I was like, yeah, no problem, blah, blah, blah. And during the live, we were talking about my children, and he was like, do your kids need a 28-year-old stepdad? And I was like, say less. Yeah, they do, baby. And ever since then, we've just been like talking. Like,
Where does he live? In South Dakota?
South Dakota. That's an 18-hour drive.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not ugly by any means. There's not a chance in fucking hell I'm driving 18 hours to see you.
Well, he don't drive. He flies. It's only 5.5 hours.
I'm not fucking flying.
Still, damn.
I got a friend that lives in South Dakota. Her name's Alicia.
You've never fucked me either, so you don't know.
Darling, I've had some good pussy in my life, and I promise you, there ain't been pussy that's making me drive an hour. At 18 years old, I would drive hours to get laid. At 33, fuck that shit. I'll jack off, make a sandwich, and go to bed.
Fuck that.
I don't care. It ain't, if it ain't spitting out dollar bills, I don't fucking know. I ain't going nowhere for it.
I do make plenty dollars.
Yeah, but I'm a man. You ain't paying for my shit. Like,
he doesn't like that.
Yeah, hey, I wouldn't.
He doesn't like that.
Well, then he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, he's okay.
Well, don't be a bitch about it. I mean, he does come down here.
Yeah, I'm just playing.
He must love you.
I'm just playing.
Nah, he said peace out. Blame me, bro.
All
we got to do is get him a fucking denim jumpsuit and take him to Crazy Bull. Everybody's going to think he's JT.
I tried to freaking...
He's over. He got all pussy walks.
Somebody was like, give him the fucking ramen noodle hair. Make him do the ramen noodle hair. Like Justin Timberlake.
It's gotta be May. If you don't make him do a TikTok doing "It's gotta be May,"
it's gotta be May.
That's fucking great.
Yes.
There's
this whole trend on TikTok right now that's like Team Backstreet Boys or Team NSYNC, and I'm like, my boyfriend is Justin Timberlake. Of course, Team NSYNC, bitch.
What about 98 Degrees? I just forget about them.
But what about LFO?
Who's LFO? I know what UFOs are.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie.
Oh, they had that one fucking song.
Come on, though.
That was the worst fucking song.
The one-hit wonders be the best.
You are right. There is some fire ones. I forgot about that stupid fucking song.
I did, too.
Well,
because it was so fucking stupid. I hated Abercrombie and Fitch. My fat ass has never been able to wear it.
Like, I don't want to fight no more while we wasting our time. That guy from Orlando, do y'all know him?
No, but please fucking don't sing again.
Oh, baby, I can't sing. But these people on TikTok, I'll be singing on live, and they'll be like, oh, baby, you should go to American Idol. And I'm like, y'all are fucking deaf. Like, y'all don't know what the fuck y'all are talking about.
They must have androids.
Facts.
The speakers.
Fucking peasants.
Bitch. For everybody listening through Spotify and iHeartRadio, you're not a peasant. We very much appreciate you listening on your piece of shit phone. But everybody that is listening on iPod, what is it called? iCast.
iHeart, baby.
No. It's what's Apple? It's just podcast. Apple Podcast.
Yeah, Apple Podcast.
Fuck, I'm on there and I don't even know what it's called.
Right? Come on, you gotta do better.
I should really give a fuck. But I'm taking that. I don't.
But we're completely opposites.
Who? You
and
Michael?
Me and him, yeah.
There's no way you could date somebody like you.
I don't. It would be extremely you would hate it. Toxic. I feel like
the fucking probably be all right, but
the fucking would be great.
But everything besides that would be fucking horrible.
Yeah,
I couldn't date anybody like me. There's not a chance in hell I'd put up with my shit. I've done it before, and it was a good time.
Until I'm just a hard woman to put up with anyway, because I'm very dominant, very alpha, and then I live this whole social media life, so you have to deal with that. Like, people are always in my fucking... So, like, on the way here, I was live, and they were like, it seems very tense in that car. And it wasn't. Like, I was just
jamming out. I've told you that when you've been around me. I cannot fucking stand it when you're on live and there's actually nothing to talk about. It is fucking weird.
They were like, it's very tense in there. And Michael was just on his phone chilling, and I'm just like listening to music, driving, vibing. Like, it's not fucking tense, Vince. We're just fucking riding. Like, we're just riding down the road. We got a 2-hour drive. Like, we're just vibing.
Just vibing.
But people just swear that they know all about my relationship through a fucking phone. And
you put so much of your life out there on social media that they probably do know fucking 90% of the relationship.
Oh, and they think that we don't talk to each other outside of TikTok. They'll be like, have you talked to Kylie today? No, I ain't talked to her. That's just my girlfriend. I haven't talked to her.
See, that is why I have said it over and over again, because I've done this shit for 5 years. From working in radio to being Bearded Bastard to what I am now, I will not post the next time I'm in a relationship on social media.
It's that hard, though, when you share so much of your life.
That'll be my private fucking thing. I'm not sharing that with the world
again. They are so obsessed with, have you met her kids yet? Have you met her kids? Have you met her kids? And they're like, well, all this money y'all are spending on flights, then you should just go ahead and pay your lease up and move down there with her. And I'm like... Y'all, like, there's more to it than that. Like, I have children that he has to meet first. Like,
he has a fucking life of 28 years in South Dakota.
Right? I'm not.
I don't care how much he likes you. If you move this soon, you're a fucking moron.
I'm not just gonna be like, hey kids, here's my boyfriend. He's moving in. Surprise, Sade. Like, we ain't gonna do that. Like, I'm a good fucking mom. Like, my kids deserve to hang out with him, get to know him a little bit before he just moves in. Yeah, we're spending $550 every weekend on flights, but...
Fuck that.
It's chump change to me.
See, I hate your uppity ass.
No, I try to say
that's his one pussy picture, night, guys. It's okay. Let me take a new twat shot.
Last weekend, his flight got canceled because the wind was too much. And everybody was like, how can you just throw that money away? How can you just throw that money away?
You don't get
like,
the insurance on flights.
And I try to say he is now since last weekend. But I was like, I kept trying to say, like, it's fine. It's okay. It's not a big deal. And everybody just kept on. Like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I can't believe you wouldn't just try to, you know, get that money back and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like... Okay, you know what? I make $30,000 a month on OnlyFans. Like, it's not a big fucking deal to me. Like, I had to just tell him. Like, I don't try to.
I don't know how much money it's going to take for you to become a complete bitch, but I'm going to make a good assumption here. It's not going to take much more, and I'm going to be like, you're not coming back here.
Fuck you. I didn't say lie. People love me too much.
No, no, they do. They absolutely love you. They do. I like you for the most part.
I try not to put my money out there. Like,
oh, you try not to? What did you? Have you heard you the past six goddamn minutes?
But at the same time, I do try to tell people that it, like, it is possible to make that amount of money off of OnlyFans. I try to help
the conversation that you and Rhodas had out back. But I do like that about you, that you pay it forward.
I try to help people make money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just going to be, like, sneaky bitch with it. Like, I'm going to try to help you make money.
Well, whether it's OnlyFans or it's music for David or the shit that I do.
Yeah, there's
a big enough pie for everybody. I don't like when people cut each other's throats or fucking ugly to each other. I can't book the same musician for every fucking show I do.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I tell, like, the folks before I get into business with them is, you know, if you're going to be mad that I got somebody else playing the show instead of you, then fucking don't come around. I can't book you at the same place all the time. You get fucking boring to people.
Yeah.
Like, when we went out, all of us, and remember that bar we went to before and ate and everything?
Yeah.
One of our friends, I'm not going to say who, one of the guys you met, was fucking pissed that I got you booked at Cashman's. And I didn't say anything about them playing there.
Ooh, and I bet I know who it is.
Don't. What is that? No, hell no.
Okay.
He don't like playing in public. He loves being a songwriter.
Okay.
He doesn't. Lee don't give a fuck. We can say his name.
Okay. Well, Kathleen, He needs to push Kathleen out there good. Because
well, no. Such a good what y'all do...
Kathleen, that shit is good.
What y'all need to do today while you're here is y'all make a video putting it out for him.
We need to make a video with Kathleen, and we need to make a video with his song.
What we're going to do...
They're both bangers.
I think I've talked to you about it, but they'll get to hear it for the first time. Is like in a month's time after the Creed Fisher concert, I'm going to book in North Georgia in the mountains, like a cabin, hot tub, all this shit, nice fucking place for like a week. Who can come, but I'm going to try to get a bunch of my musician buddies to come, and I'm going to book it close enough to the Tennessee line where the folks I know from Nashville can come. And then everybody's there for like a week promoting each other's music, writing music together, fucking chilling, drinking way too much.
Bangers can come out of that.
Yeah. Like a writer's retreat.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And like people like Ro. And we're going to get folks that's got good social media followings like this dumbass here. She'll have to bring Michael, otherwise she's going to fucking overindulge on dick and kill herself.
I'll do it. Like, hold up now, because I do whatever I want to do.
Boy.
Hold up now.
See, this is another reason. This is another reason why me and you could never fuck with each other. Because you demasculate so fucking bad.
I can't help it.
One week of you, and I'm like, bitch, I'm a man. I am not a violent man or anything, but you are not fixing to try to fucking make me the bitch. You ain't fit to.
He wears the pants, but I tell him which leg to put in.
See, if you said that to me, I'd tell you ass to get in there and wash some dishes.
I still be washing the dishes, baby. I still wash them. I run this shit.
See, it's okay that a woman runs it, but you're not supposed to let us know that you run it. You're supposed to still allow us to think that we run it. You don't. You got to take the credit.
Yeah.
That's why me and you. First fucking time I met you, I knew.
I got to let everybody know off the rip.
Are you the dominant one, Ro?
No.
I am. But it's weird because I'll submit. It just depends on how you make me feel. It just depends. Like, sometimes in some relationships, I'm the fucking dominant one. But then in some relationships, I'm the submissive one. First off, I'm always submissive in the bed. Always.
Ain't nobody talking about... No, see, matter you, what. You, when we first started this podcast, you said, I'm the only one, the one that always ends up talking about the sex.
I'm telling the listeners.
If they've listened, they've heard you talk about being submissive before.
I'm telling the listeners. So,
if they've been around you 5 minutes, they've heard about your fucking.
Sometimes I dominate, sometimes I submit. It's what it is.
It is what it is.
But in the bed, I'm always submitting. But in the relationship, sometimes I dominate, sometimes I'm submissive.
Nah, I couldn't do it. I mean, I don't knock people that dark, but I don't know. Things don't have to be my way. I can compromise. But like.
I mean, I can compromise too. Don't say
there's
that.
There's always got to be a dominant one.
Believe me, I'll compromise.
I'll guarantee you don't fucking compromise.
No, you're on some bullshit right now because I compromise so much.
Yeah, boyfriend's over there like, hell yeah. No.
How many times she been to South Dakota?
None, but that's only because I don't like cold weather and he won't let me. Because like I might get out there and get stuck and not be able to come home to my kids.
That makes sense. I'll give you that.
He doesn't have kids.
That's good on his part though. That's fucking respectable.
I compromise a lot. Like there's a lot that I expect out of a relationship and out of a man that I compromise on a lot when it comes to him. Because any other person, I would be like, oh, no, baby, this ain't working for me. Like, you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do that. This is what you need to do. This is what I need. But I compromise a lot when it comes to him. Don't act like I don't, because I do. I compromise a lot.
You know that TikTok? You know that TikTok that's going around right now, and it's like, what the fuck's it say? Why have I been single this long? Have you seen those?
No, but
okay, I could see you on there, and it'll be like, because I tell fucking men what to do.
Facts. Big ones. Big
see,
facts.
I just couldn't do it.
All facts, no printer. Like, for sure. It's not that I tell men what to do, but it's like, I have been through fucking shit. Like, so I expect something out of a man. So at this point in my life, like, I have 4 kids, I've been divorced, I went through a fucking shitty marriage. Like, I'm not settling for anything.
Right, you know what you want.
Yeah. Like, I know what I fucking want. So, I'm not
settling. I give you that.
Build a man workshop up in here.
Back. And he hasn't had a girlfriend in 4 years. Oh, so, God, it's like, build a man. It's literally build a boyfriend.
Build a
boyfriend. This is what I need, baby. I'm going to need you to do this and do that and do this and do that. And he does it.
But if we say build a bitch, we get in trouble.
I'm going to fucking kill him. Period.
I'm just saying. It's...
I had a dream. Let me tell you about this. The same night. Okay, so
okay,
I had
MLK.
A dream. Okay. R.I.P. So I had a dream one night.
God damn it.
Fucking weird.
Fuck.
This is fucking weird. Okay, so I had a dream one night that he got COVID. Here in Georgia, and I drove from here to South Dakota with him in the back of my car in a fucking body bag, fucking dead. Okay, so
that's
a fucked up dream. Right? So the same night he
she's
had
gonna
a dream.
Fucking murder you, my guy. You're fucking over with, dude.
So the same night he had a dream that he went and bought like all these lottery tickets in like different states and won like $70,000. And I'm like, baby, our dreams were like like on different spectrums here. And but if he wants that 70K, we're splitting it.
If I fucking won 70K on a scratch off, I wouldn't fucking tell you.
Oh, I'm a
kid. That shit's going in my fucking pocket, and then you're going to see me driving a new pickup next week. Okay, like, where'd you get that?
So
I
question,
don't fucking know. It just fell in my lap.
So if you're married, are you a joint bank account or an opposite bank account person?
Three bank accounts.
I'm an opposite.
I'm opposite, too. Like, because, like, when I left, so I was married for 6 years. When I left him, I didn't have shit because I
y'all
had
share
a
bank account, David. You're the only one married at the table.
No, we got separate bank.
That a boy.
So when I was pregnant, I didn't work. I got pregnant. I worked up until I had the kid, and then my youngest child, and then I got. I mean, we've always been separate bank accounts. Like we've never had any joint accounts. Like, but at the same time, he paid all the bills, and I paid just like two bills, and that was it. But still, at the end of it, I didn't have, when I left him, when I was fed up and I fucking left him, I didn't have no fucking money. Like, my dad, I depended on my dad to pay my first defense, my first month's deposit and all of this shit on a new house. So, going into a new relationship, I'm like, I got my own bank account, bitch.
Right.
Like, because if I need to
lose money. Yeah
if I'm a, if I need to leave, I'm gonna fucking leave. Like, you aren't gonna have that over me.
See, I've always dated guys where I gotta take care of them. I was the one that had the house, bought them a car. I was like,
well, I don't understand why women do that.
I will not.
I don't know. I'm in love, you know?
I'm gonna spoil you.
I mean, I like spoiling too.
I don't even like that.
Because I make so much money. Like, I want to buy him a PS5 right now. And he
I
ain't letting
like
me
mama
do that.
There, you know, like, I feel like I can take these men in and just fix them up, you know? Like.
Right? I have a thing for damaged men.
I know, same.
Like, I can get you and fix you, baby. Yes. I can smother you with all the love and I can fix you.
But then again, I want the
then
partner.
You fucking all end up heartbroken every goddamn time.
Every time.
When you find somebody that actually is stable and has their own shit and don't ask you for anything.
Every time.
That's usually when that guy gets what is called fucked over. When you're a good guy, that's usually when you get fucked over.
That is true.
Y'all want the toxic dick that comes with the toxic credit score.
I don't do
and
drugs,
all that
but
shit.
I made
the
a
pain.
TikTok the other day that was like, public service announcement for the ladies. If that man has good dick, and I mean like legs shaking good dick, that man is toxic with a capital T. Like, that shit, and... But I'm glad I
suck in bed.
I do.
I'm glad I suck.
I do some crazy shit for some good dick. Like
fly a motherfucker down. Fuck that shit. How far is the drive from Thomaston to Atlanta? 2 hours?
About an hour and a half. Like, right. If that.
Oh,
if,
it's not that bad. It took us about 1:45. We stopped at fucking Hummingbird.
What the fuck is Hummingbird? I don't even know what that is.
It's a fucking hipster bar.
Yeah, it's straight hipster.
But it's usually like rock music and other good shit. It's usually a good vibe, but last night was fucking weird.
I don't go to them kind of bars. Mine are tiny pool table.
No,
lights out back.
That's what I like.
You would like Crazy Bull, though.
I'm not the whole...
You'd like Crazy Bull.
Yeah, I feel like you would like Crazy Bull. My bars are way
BFB, where I could put $1 in the jukebox and...
Yeah, you would like Crazy Bull. Crazy. You would like Crazy Bull.
Or Raising Grace Studios. It turns into a fucking little dive bar here.
Facts.
Fucking night time.
Tell them about the first time that I came here.
She died. Like, fucking, all right, so it's first time me and her ever met, and went and played golf, because, like, how me and you got to talk last night and everything,
yeah.
Like, I can't just do a show with somebody and not fucking know a little bit about them. Right. Like, I got to find where to poke and prod and all this shit, and so I took her to play golf, and I drank when I play golf, a lot, and we talk shit and drank the entire fucking time at Mexican, all this shit. Well, Miss Badass over here thought she could keep up. And later on that night...
I was okay until the moonshine came out.
Yeah, later on that night, one of my friends, he came, and he brought moonshine. And we're drinking, having a good time, all shit. She's doing the podcast. We run like about an hour into it.
I've slurred all my words, baby. Yeah. I listened back, and I was like...
Oh, no, you could tell. She was donezo. Like, the bitch was gone. All of a sudden, she stops. She gets up. She's like, I'll be back.
I'll say, I'll be back. I don't ever come back, baby.
No. She went in here to throw up or whatever in the bathroom. Still got her fucking live on.
I was alive, throwing up in the bathroom.
And my phone starts blowing up.
Is she okay?
You need to go check on her. And I was like, bitch shouldn't drink moonshine. I'm doing a fucking show here. I'm not done yet. And then it got fucking better. I put her in here on the couch, covered her up, gave her a pillow. She's knocked out. Me and my buddy go eat Mexican.
And I wake up and nobody's here. Yeah, like, nobody is here.
I left alone.
I'm extremely respectful about women because I told you last night, like, I have a daughter. Yeah. I want people to treat people how I want people to treat my daughter.
Right.
And so I was like, me and her don't know each other. I'm not just going to fucking pick her up and take her to my house. If she wanted to sleep at my house,
I would have felt better, though. Like, I'm being completely honest. I would have felt better if you took me to your home. Because I woke up and, like, nobody was here.
But you didn't know.
I would have been scared and kind of, like, freaked out. Yeah.
I was freaked out.
But I didn't know you.
But I appreciate you.
And if I'd have reached down to pick you up or something and you woke up.
Oh, I'm swinging.
Yeah. Like, we don't know each other.
Instantly.
So then it gets fucking better. The bitch loses her teeth.
Yeah. Because, like, my topper implants, they got kicked out by a horse, my top then.
Uh-huh.
But I got these clip-ons to, like, match the color.
Okay.
To the top. So, like, I'm passed out. And I go outside and I lock the door behind me because obviously, like, I'm looking out for him and his business.
Yeah.
So I lock the door behind me and I get my car and I'm like, fuck, my teeth are inside. Like, I took my teeth out and they're inside. Lies. They weren't even inside, but I called him.
She doesn't want me to know. She's trying to get some dick.
That's a lie.
I'll forever think when she woke up. And she's just in here by herself or whatever. And, like, because me and her hit it off well anyway.
I mean, yeah. Like, but me and him are very fucking similar.
A lot.
Like, people
fucking
that
weird.
Watch us on TikTok were already like, oh, y'all are just alike. He's the male version of you. He's the male version of you. Like, we are just alike.
So I'm sleeping in my bed and she calls and is like, I fucking lost my teeth. So I come fucking up here to unlock the door to come in here and then she can't find her teeth. Now I'm thinking the whole time, it's like, you know, I've had bitches that have left stuff at my house and be like, I'm coming to get it, and they didn't really leave nothing at my house, but I ain't never had one be like, I left my teeth. Like, that's the first time I was like, this bitch, scandalous. Scandalous hoe. But yeah, you made a pretty good impression. Keep coming back.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, I'm glad you do. I told you before.
Like, I love you a whole lot.
I love you too.
I know you do.
You've been a good blessing to me.
I know.
That's why I was telling her last night, and I've told you before, and David. One thing that I'm trying to do is I'm not just developing a show, I'm developing a station. So all of us can make a fuck ton of money.
Yeah. And we're all family here. Yeah. We're all trying to help each other grow.
And I agree.
Make
I like
fucking
that.
Money. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
We just got to find the right people.
Right.
That can do this type of thing. I got a feeling once you, because I guess it's, some people say it's kind of intimidating to do this the first time. I think once you do it again if we can get you to come back and do one again.
Oh, I'll come back, definitely.
Were you nervous?
I was nervous, but like at the same time, like it was last minute too. Josh's like, "You ready for it?"
We have been lining this up for fucking 2-3 weeks.
Lining it up, but we just never bought the ticket. We just kind of pushed it off, and he messaged me, "You ready?" I said, "Fuck yeah, I'm going to pack my bags right now. Let's go."
Literally 3 hours of preparation, and she was on a fucking flight.
I don't even know him either.
That's what was crazy.
You know, like, I don't know if this man's going to murder me or some shit.
But that's how, like, the best shit comes.
Yeah. Like,
you're either going to have a good time or you're going to fucking end up on the first 48.
Facts.
All right. It's, either way, you're famous.
But I wasn't worried because, like, he was with a...
Sierra.
Yeah, I ain't saying it because I mess it up every time.
She says Ciara.
Sahara. I say Sahara, not Sierra.
Yeah. Sahara.
It's a girl I've had on the show before. Me and her used to hang out.
Who's that?
I know of her from like Angels and Outlaws or whatever.
What the fuck is that?
From TikTok.
See, here we go. Tell her. Tell
what the fuck is that?
Angels and Outlaws, it's like my buddy runs it. It's like a big family.
Your music is perfect for what she's fixing to talk about.
RRR, Real Recognizes Real. That's the hashtag, Angels and Outlaws. So she is part of the group, too. So I seen a video with him with her, and I was like, okay, I trust this man. So.
Yeah. I mean, you can, like, that's what I try to tell people. People are like, okay, so first of all, before I met him, like, there was lots of men.
I'm sure you got
them all. You just take the whole level up a notch. There was lots of men
that were, like, failed talking stages, failed relationship. Like, there's been men that I've like flown out to see or like drove to see, and they were just, I mean, they were fucking failed. You can always pick up on someone's vibe just by
like 5 minutes of meeting them.
Yeah, legit, not like, even that, but like their videos. Like, you can look at someone's videos and tell whether or not they're cool people or not. So it's like, so when he reached out to me, the whole like Dick Down in Dallas thing was coming on, and I got picked to do his video, to do the Dick Down in Dallas video, but I could just tell that Josh was cool people. And not only that, like, Josh is from, I mean, I'm only 2 hours away from him, so this is a small town, already knew. Not only that, like, I'm a bad fucking bitch, like, if she can find a way
to fucking compliment herself, she's gonna work it into the conversation.
I like that, that is such a fucking talent.
You gotta be confident.
You do.
You gotta be fucking confident. I went through fucking hell. Like, my husband treated me and talked to me like shit. Mm-hmm. And I fucking left him, and I'm a bad bitch.
Right.
And like, I know that.
Got boss up.
And I don't give boss a up. Fuck. Same, boss you know up. What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you, like, baby, I will pick you up from the airport and have a gun on your hip and say, fuck with me. I fucking dare you. You know what I'm saying?
I started to take mine in with me last night because I don't like Atlanta or Democrats, and that seems like a very central hub for it. And but then I was like, I fucking am not walking into an airport with a gun. They're going to fucking think I'm a terrorist.
Right off the fucking bat.
Did you go inside?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I waited in the line, and, like, I was super early to pick him up. And I was, like, sitting there and just, like, had my emergency flashers on. And the cop was, like, ding, ding. And I was like, oh.
They were there, like, literally 30 minutes before us last night.
There was construction going on at the South Terminal.
Yeah, we went through it.
They were pissed at me because I was super early. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. So I sat there and was like waiting on him. Like, I was like
Club assy.
Look at how many beers she's in, like, deep in right now.
No, not me. Never. Wrong bitch. So anyway, I was sitting there, like, waiting for, like, an hour. And the police come was like, I saw the police pull up and they had on their blue lights. And I was like, oh, that's not for me. I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
I didn't do that. And then he knocked on the window and I'm like, oh, my bad.
You're probably used to blue lights by now, though.
Facts.
Unfortunately, I don't get shock bomb anymore.
Like, I don't either.
I'm just like, fuck, here we go again.
I've been in a lot of trouble. A lot.
Cop's bad here.
Yeah.
Kylie's bad here.
It ain't got shit to do with the police officers. Fun fact, I've had two DUIs. The first DUI, my husband was in my lap, if you get you know, my drift, and we had a car wreck. His head hit the steering wheel, and we had a car wreck. And
holy shit, that's a story to tell, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Baby. Yeah. So his head hit the steering wheel, ran us off the road. I overcorrected to get back on, and I got a DUI from that way. And then the second time I got a DUI that they dropped to her. That they dropped to a regular... I think I know what that said. That they dropped to a regular...
Just not to fucking ever drive with you.
Yeah, I can't drive. I can't.
Don't
you? Bad driver?
Michael doesn't drive you?
I drive because I haven't been able to drive.
Ain't no fucking way. Fuck that shit. I'm not driving.
I haven't been able to drive in so long, so I'm just like, happy to fucking drive. And this motherfucker is having a heart attack the whole fucking way. And I'm on my phone the whole fucking way, so I'm like swerving off the side.
Well, it just says don't text and drive. It don't say shit about live and drive.
All right, that's true.
That's what I try to tell people. People are like, are you driving? I'm like, baby, I'm hands-free. You're on my little holder. I'm just talking to y'all whenever I have a chance. Like, fuck you.
You need to get one of those things that I've got to put it in your windshield. It's way safer.
Are you talking about the radar that lets you know if there's a police ahead?
No, dumbass thing that holds your cell phone that you attach to the window.
Oh, well, I got one that goes on my vent. I got it now. I'm good. Okay. I just got it in the mail Thursday. I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's good.
No, probably not.
Probably never, but it's fine.
Well,
but I don't drink and drive anymore because I'm trying to be responsible.
Yeah, adult. Me. Unless it's on a dirt road.
I drink and drive, so.
Hey, okay.
I fit right in. I feel you. I like.
There's this. If you're good at it.
I'm good.
It is one of the funniest things
they'll
to do.
They'll still get you.
I like going to the bar by myself and I leave by myself. Nobody tell me when the fuck to leave. I ain't going with no man hookup. Like,
okay, baby. I feel you.
That's why I drink and drive.
Yes, queen.
Yeah, I'm a guy. I'm not going to the bar just to drink.
Okay, I do.
I'm not.
I'm going to the bar to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but y'all.
Fuck a man.
And vibe and have a good time.
Yeah,
you know?
Who cares
but you
about
guys,
a man at
but
a bar?
You guys all the time, though. Like, a woman can go to the bar with fucking -$2 in her pocket and get fucking hammered.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, all you got to do is show a little tit, little leg or something, and it's over with.
My
small town bars, they know me, so they give me free shots in here.
Yeah,
bartenders
facts,
is like,
facts,
oh, Darian's in here. Yep. I already put enough money in the damn jukebox. Let's go.
I know. I have to pay to get fucked up.
Poor David's over here so quiet.
He's probably fucking traumatized.
He's scared.
He's sober. He's all buzzing up.
We scared him.
He's sitting next to you. He's like, damn, if I move the wrong way, I'm going to slip and fall on her pussy. He's like, I can't get too close. I'm a musician.
I do attract the musicians.
Well, they're good with their fingers.
Oh, true.
But this one's taken.
Say less.
Yeah,
I'm
married.
Totally respect.
By the way, that picture that y'all posted yesterday, the day before, with the whole family, it was very cute. You have a very cute little girl.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm blessed with a good family, supportive family.
Well, that's good.
We're very happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah.
No one gives a shit.
I try to be nice
about you.
But I
didn't
tell you.
Stop.
I'm positive.
You're
I'm a positive.
Positive
influencer.
You're a what?
A positive influencer.
You say that funny.
You say every goddamn thing funny.
Right? She talks so different. I'm like, what's she saying?
Yeah, same.
But it's the same as him. Like,
right.
My boyfriend. He's so different. Because I'm just like... What did he say?
Yeah.
He's fucking
understand.
Got to be to deal
I
with
can't
you. Holy fuck.
This poor guy, he puts up with so much shit.
He's got to be good because I fucking wouldn't. Most men wouldn't. That's why your ass was single for so long.
Facts.
Crazy
bitch.
Why
you gotta call her out like that, Josh?
Because she calls me out all the time.
It takes a strong man. I mean, believe me, but it's gonna take a strong woman to fucking lock him down. Like,
oh, yeah.
Stronger than me. I'm going to go ahead and let you know that. Like, I could never be strong enough woman to put up with his stupid ass.
It's a good time till it's not.
Never. Facts.
I'm an extremely great person to date until, like, shit goes south. And then when shit goes south, I'm one of those that I literally will just close the book. And I know you exist, but I fucking don't have nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I got a theory on relationships. Is there's a lot of them that break because they're supposed to be broken because it's not working, and you don't try to fix broke shit. It's just gonna keep fucking doing it.
Yep. Why read a book when you already know the ending? You know, you already read
right.
It.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And unfortunately, I fucking like toxic ass women.
And I like toxic men.
Toxic with a capital T. Oh my God. It keeps things exciting. Like, you can't be just like perfect all the time. Like, there's gotta be a little bit of drama.
Yeah. No, no, not the drama.
There does. There's got to be a fight at least in this.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hate fucking fighting now. That's why I'm like beyond dating at this point because I'm not going to fight with you. You get attitude with me, I'm fucking hanging up the phone. And then you're going to call. And then
I'm going to cuss you out, baby. You don't hang up on me, period. I'll hang up on you. But you don't hang up
but
on
I'm
me.
I'm just as toxic, so.
Yeah. I'm just as toxic.
But it's the bad thing. If you've ever had toxic sex and you've had normal sex.
That toxic sex be him, baby.
Yeah, it's like, you're like, no, it's okay. Knock the fuck out of me next time we're in public. You'll make up for it later.
I like to be slapped during sex. So, I mean,
see,
like,
what?
That's how you know I'm toxic. Yeah, that's how you know I'm fucking toxic. Yeah.
Oh, this show is sponsored by Blue Balls. We can't be fucking doing this.
I got a piss.
I do too.
Well, let's say bye because y'all, this one's going on 1:20. That's good. Plus, I'm ready to have a cold beer.
Cold beer.
Maybe some more cold beer.
Drop us social medias one more time.
Bitch, this is my show.
I just tell you what to do. Yeah, it's your show, but I'll tell you what to do.
First off, we've already talked about that. Who's the alpha and who's the beta at this table? You gonna fuck around and end up washing my clothes. David, since today you got the song coming out, which is already out now, tell everybody again where they can find it, the name of the song, and your social media stuff.
Yeah, you can find it Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, wherever you listen to your music at. It's called Time by McMahon, McMahon. And you can find me on Facebook, it's under the same name, and Instagram at McMahon Music, McMahon Music.
You got any shows coming up in the next couple of days?
Not until Cashman's in March. That's all. I don't have anything booked.
March
this year
what?
No. We'll have you booked several places after.
That new song
you got. No, you're booked. You,
yeah, baby.
If he'll be.
We gotta push you out there. We got you.
Yeah, I'm already ready. Let's do a TikTok. Yeah. Come on.
You didn't even have to subscribe to their OnlyFans to get this either.
I'll take it.
Give his shit away for free.
I fucking hate you. Ro, drop your stuff, sweetheart.
Ro, R, dot, O, dot, W, E on TikTok.
Is that the only one you use?
Tell him it's
my OnlyFans is like, I use a different name. I use Priscilla.
Ooh,
I like having a stripper name, so.
Ooh. Priscilla.
That's kind of hot.
Priscilla Ro.
Priscilla Ro.
Oh. Maybe I need a stripper name for TikTok.
I mean, R.O.W.E.
Instead of McMahon, McDick.
McDick!
And fucking the queen of whoring over here. Go ahead, bitch. Drop
official
your stuff.
Official.Kylie.Strick.
So goddamn bad.
You love me so much.
Official.
You love me.
You got
me.
That blue check mark?
Official. I'm waiting on it, bitch.
Well, you ain't that I'm goddamn official yet.
I'm waiting on it.
I ain't got one
Official.Kylie.Strick on Instagram and Kylie Strickland 3 on TikTok and OnlyFans.
There you go. Well, thank y'all for tuning in. And hey, y'all be looking out for Creed Fisher. February the 19th at Crazy Bull. David McMahon, who you got to hear today, and Chris Taylor band will be opening for him. Look up his music. Y'all come out if you love America and you want to hear some badass country from a badass country boy, then y'all come out. It's gonna be a good time.
It's a banger.
Bangers. We only play bangers up
bangers.
In here. Bangers.
You're both fucking fired. All right, folks, love y'all. See you later.